Now, we were speaking before the news at 10 o'clock about tattoos, and there has been this article in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning in the business section looking at the issue of tattoos and whether you would hire someone who's covered in tattoos and body piercings. And if you think initially no, you might need to think again, because it is such a commonplace thing amongst young people these days. And Imogen Lamport is an image consultant with Bespoke Image and joins us on the line now. Good morning to you.
Thanks, Deb.
So what do your clients say when you tell them that they have tattoos?
So if someone has a tattoo and they're looking for work, the thing they have to understand is what industry they're looking at to work in. There's certain industries that are more conservative. So industries are like finance, the law, insurance, anything where you're dealing with people's life or money. These are more conservative industries because, you know, if somebody is going to potentially lose my life savings, I want to feel like they're not a big risk taker.
And do you think that is still the norm, that people tend to view by the appearance of tattoos that they might bring some risk?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even things like, you know, even the way you dress will say whether you have a riskier, you know, ideas of things more risky or whether you're more conservative. And so a tattoo is certainly a visible tattoo. No, nobody cares if you have tattoos that are covered up. But it's the visible tattoo that says, I've had some risky behaviour. Now, it might be something that you did when you were young, and when you get older you think, I'm not so keen on. It often happens. But quite often that you'll find that certainly those industries where their brand is all about, we're reliable, we're trustworthy, we'll take care of you, you don't have to worry about us, that those tattoos are the opposite of their brand. So they're much less likely to want to employ someone with the tattoos or visible tattoo than, say, advertising or marketing or a creative industry, the arts somewhere, where creativity is important and taking risks is important and being too conservative is seen as a negative.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because it is so much more commonplace than it was 10, 20, even 5 years ago.
It is, but we're still going back, whether it's a small business or a large business, it's all about that business brand. And quite often clients will come to me and they'll ask, you know, like, you know, they'll say, I've been passed over promotion. And it's because that their image isn't reflecting the brand of that business.
Yeah.
And so there are those things like tattoos which will influence employers because, sure, if their entire clientele is 20-year-olds, they're not as conservative most likely, so they wouldn't worry so much. But if you have clients who are in their 50s or 60s who are more conservative, those clients will feel those people with tattoos. It makes them uncomfortable. It doesn't make them want to trust them.
Yeah. All right. Good advice, Imogen. Thank you.
Thank you.